Knick knack, Cody back.
What you gonna say to that?
Knick knack, Cody back.
Better wear your pants just like.
Knick knack, Cody back.
Everybody hanging out.
Cody's back.
What? I am back.
Hey, Cody's back.
Yes, this is me.
If this is your first time listening, you've made a good choice.
This is the Dan and Cody podcast.
A toy boat.
The arsonist had oddly shaped feet.
This is the Dan and Cody podcast.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Saddle up, partner.
Man, it's good to be back, Dan Hill.
Oh, it's a breath of fresh air.
You take a week off from the Dan and Cody podcast. It's like you take 2 weeks off from the right? Dan and Cody podcast.
Dude, you miss out on any kind of venting that you want to do.
Oh, man. And let's just say life's been stressful.
I bet.
I get stressed.
You have some splaining to do, man.
A lot of work, a lot of things happening, and I've just been a little super stressed. So it's one of those things where it's like, bam, you know? Well,
I mean, we can tell, like... You know, you let us down.
I've let down. I haven't been on the social meds, like barely any.
For me to
share anything, like somebody has to tell me to share it.
I know. I miss my likes, my hearts.
I haven't been liking and hearting and retweeting Dan's stuff. I haven't been retweeting any of the other good who's out there either. And to be fair, I'm not very good about that naturally, but
right.
I'm really bad now.
Now you were extraordinarily bad at last week.
I literally disappeared.
You just fell off the map.
Well, we're making a movie right now. And we get into production, and it's heavy. And we had 2 days of production last week, so we had a lot of prep on the night of our podcast. And I was prepping to be there, but man, it's good I didn't go. I just had too much happening.
Yeah. Well, you were excused.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And it's not like you needed to be excused.
No.
We're both like the principals of this school.
Well, that, and I know like you can handle the show without me.
Whew. It's hard sometimes. It's fun, but it's hard.
It's hard
to like do segments by yourself. You've done that shit on the podcast before.
Yeah, no, I did. I've done it one time, and it was a challenge, but we made it work.
I listened back, and there was some hate in my heart for the Emoji Movie.
Oh yeah,
some serious hate.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? It's a movie about emojis. You can't expect a lot.
No.
Anyway,
so what's good?
Oh, man. So we started the production on our little film we're doing right now, and that's pretty intensive. And then I went to Kansas City
Sweet.
Last weekend.
Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri?
I was playing on both sides.
You're hitting it all.
I was hitting it all. My wife was in a wedding, and
Ooh.
So we went to Kansas City. And let me tell you something. It's quite an experience. If you've never been to Kansas City, it's a great city. Everybody should visit. However, the wedding was a beautiful wedding. It was out in the middle of this farm in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
But the dinner reception, unlike anything I've ever experienced, it was like we went to this club for like, I would imagine it's a club for people that can afford to be at the club.
Like a nightclub?
Yeah.
Like a swanky nightclub?
Like a swanky light nightclub, but there's nothing swanky about this club. Well,
right.
I guess that's not true. It's an old club, and I guess it's one of the oldest clubs in Kansas City. And it sits on the top of this bluff, and it overlooks all of Kansas City. Like it overlooks the Missouri and all of that jazz.
Is there like
and
a skyline?
I can't say what I think or I feel about this because my wife is giving me demon eyes.
Getting the stank eye.
And she knows exactly where I'm going with this. And let's just say it's one of the oldest clubs in Kansas City, if not the oldest.
Okay.
So it's like old money.
So like rustic.
Yeah, sure. It's rustic. Anyway.
Rustic is good.
The food was delicious. The company was incredible. However, there was a lot of white guilt.
Oh, yeah?
There for myself. I felt some white guilt.
You felt some white guilt, huh?
Yeah, and that's as far as I'm going to go. I know that's a bit cryptic, but I definitely felt some white guilt at this old rich man club that we had dinner at.
I see.
Anyway.
Read between the lines.
That's all I'm going to say. I love you, my wife. And you are beautiful with your big giant smile and angry demon eyes. Anyway.
Well.
So that's as far as it goes. But we went out to this. It was great when we at the wedding at this giant farm. They had this guy that was rolling cigars. I don't smoke cigars, but I bet that's a cool thing if you smoke cigars. They had artisan craft drinks.
Wait, dude was just twisting up cigars?
Literally, like, he had the tobacco there.
And he's just like,
the barn, which was really cool. They had the reception in the barn. In the barn is hanging tobacco.
What?
Yeah, they were drying the tobacco. It was really neat. It was pretty. It was cool to see that. It was
Did
really, really
smell
cool.
weird.
Oh man,
with
the whole place was like there was an aroma. I mean, it like overwhelmed your whole senses.
Huh?
But it was cool. It was really neat. It was a wonderful experience. The dinner was good. The people were awesome. If there's one thing that I have to say about the people of Kansas City, nobody wants anything from you.
They're just.
Everybody just wants to be your friend, and I absolutely love it about that place.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was like,
some places there's like the contrast of people. You feel like people don't give a shit about you, you know?
Yeah, like in Los Angeles, it always feels like there's an angle, but out there, it's like I don't have to worry about like selling myself, or I don't have to worry about somebody selling themselves to me. I can just be like, hey, how you doing? My name's Cody. That's as good as it's going to get.
You're a nice person. All right.
Let's be nice people together.
Cheers.
And maybe we'll find a place to bond.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The good old days.
Yeah. We went to the Royals versus the Cleveland Indians.
Nice.
And we only stayed for two innings because we had to go to a wedding.
What?
But we had tickets, so.
What inning?
We left at like the beginning of the third or middle of the third.
So you just got your seats.
Well, we tailgated.
Oh, you tailgate a little bit.
Yeah, like this was one of the drunker weekends I've had in a very long time.
Nice. Yeah. I like drunk Cody.
He's kind of dangerous.
I got a glimpse of him at your birthday Clippers.
Clippers drunk Cody. Yeah, that was a little. Then
Jameson at brunch.
Yeah, we got pretty drunk pretty quick.
Not as drunk as the Ish girls. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, those girls are toasted.
Go to a meeting, ladies.
And we're not talking about a friendship meeting.
No.
We're talking about you have a problem, girls.
Yeah. Get a coin, put it in your pocket, count the days.
And if you can't do it with a coin, just buy a fucking calendar.
Just kidding. We love you.
So what's new with you? Give it to me straight.
Man, dude.
Some big news.
I did some yard work on Saturday.
I hope you're looking at my face right now. Because you open that with, I say you got some big news, and you open that with, I did some yard work on Saturday.
I did some yard work.
What happened? Give it to me.
I was weeding.
Okay.
I haven't really weeded in a while.
So what does that mean? You went out and pulled the weeds?
Yeah. So
okay, I've been there.
The back of our house is like we're trying to get ready for the summer.
Okay.
We got Mock's little baby pool. I'm getting more propane in my grill because it ran out when we were cooking burgers that one day.
That's right.
And then, but like, it looks like the freaking jungle back there now.
Yeah.
All these weeds. So like, it's so freaking hot where we are. I'm wetting down the beds of what should be flower beds, but they're covered in weeds. And then I let it soak in and I'm pulling them up, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm hunching over and I guess I'm squatting. But the next day, it felt like I did like P90X, man.
Really?
Like my ass, like it still hurts. My thighs are burning.
You were really working, huh?
I was working. I got a sunburn.
Okay.
I was wearing a tank. And like I came in back in the house, I was like, fuck. Like my legs were shaking. Mm-hmm. It was like I did a leg day. And like I play soccer, guys. I play soccer every Saturday. I run.
Yeah, but
I run
do you during play? The week.
Yeah, I ball.
Oh, they let you in?
I scored two goals.
Like with people on the field?
Yes.
Wow, good job.
I'm a big bad baller, y'all.
So what's the age group? Like 12 to 14 or?
No, man. Stop trying to downplay it. it's like eight anywhere from like 18 to like 40, I would guess.
Wow, that's quite the range.
Yeah. Most teams are like,
do you get aggressive? Are you like the muscle on the team?
I mean, I'm a defender, so like I'm a little, I like intimidate physically, you know?
Okay.
Like just being there, like being a body, like in the way.
Yeah.
And like, I don't back down to like 50-50 balls.
Yeah.
And by 50-50, I mean like anyone could like get it if you're both
sprinting
at
it. You go at
it. Yeah. I don't back off. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Cause I like a collision, they'll fall, that I won't fall. I'm good.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm scoring now.
Okay, scoring, so you're getting better, goals. Man. Getting
but yeah, I just couldn't believe that I was so damn sore from weeding. And then I'm thinking like, is this 35? Is this what it is? Halfway to 70? that like I feel like I physically exercised when I pulled plants from the soil.
Wow.
This is what it is?
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. So like, do I count that as a workout?
I guess, yeah.
My Fitbit did. It was like, dude, you worked hard.
Yeah, I bet it did.
It's like you really did something.
You like have like 190 beats per minute in your heart.
Yeah, like, pulling weeds. Yeah, it's fucked up. Ooh,
nice.
Cody, it might be gun time at the Hill House. It's going down.
It might be gun time at the Hill House.
It might be gun time.
The fact that you...
Michael, strap it up.
The fact that you make that statement that way makes me think that you should probably not own a gun.
not be gun time?
I think it'd be gun time at the Hill House. It looks like Dan needs to protect his family.
It's going to be gun time, y'all. Here's why.
Okay, yeah, please tell me why is it gun time for Dan Hill.
Here it is.
You know what time it is? It's time for you to buy some fucking tires for your car, okay? Don't go buy a
my
gun.
My tires are balder than my head right now. All right. It's gun time, and here's why. The other night, it was midnight. It was a little bit before midnight. It doesn't matter. Me and Jenny were upstairs.
You hearing that?
Here they come. You hear
that? That's the cops. They're coming for your guns.
Hey, get the door. So me and Jenny are upstairs.
Okay.
Baby's asleep.
Check.
And we're like shutting it down, getting ready for bed.
Okay.
We're both about to lay in bed. And we hear shattering.
Okay.
We hear glass shatter in the kitchen. Well, just downstairs. We both look at each other. We're like, what the fuck? What was that? Whoa, Dan, what was that? And I look at Jenny, I'm like, I don't know. And like, so we both get up and we're like, what do we do?
Do you have a club? Do you have a bat? Do you have anything?
I got
like,
nothing. I got nothing.
Like bludgeon?
I got somebody? Nothing.
Okay.
We got nothing. I
at least have my golf clubs in my bedroom.
I don't have golf clubs. I look at Jenny and like, I put on a shirt. She's like, what do I do? And I'm like, go get on your phone. I was like, dial 911, but don't call it. And then we like start walking out of our room, and like Mox's still asleep.
So did she go check on Moxie?
She was like, she didn't know what to do. We didn't know what to do. So we're staying there, and I was like, Jenny, go. You want to get Moxie and just go outside and run outside, like downstairs out the door? And she's like, no, if they're down there, no. And I was like, fuck. Like we're like whispering this. It's like intense. Heart's like, she's like,
you're wide awake now. Yeah.
This is real. Yeah. Like, this is real panic.
This is amazing. Yeah, keep going.
So then I go into, I'm like, I gotta get something. So I go into the guest room.
You pull out a drawer.
Yeah, I go into the guest room. I go in the guest room. I find this prop I have from Prince of Persia,
like
the Sands of Time.
It's like a big dildo. No, you pull out what from Prince of Persia?
It's like this resin heavy like spear from Prince of Persia.
So you're walking around the house with a movie prop.
Yeah, it's heavy though. So I'm like,
yeah, so that's good.
I grab the thing. I'm like, I got this, and it looks like a stick with a big old knife on it.
Yeah, of course.
So I start creeping down the stairs. I'm creeping down the stairs real slow with this fucking thing in my hand.
Yeah.
And Jenny still has the phone ready for 911.
Aladdin's walking down the stairs just ready to make his third wish.
And I'm like eking
so
down the stairs.
Are you listening for anything?
Yeah. I'm like, I'll take like 3 steps down the stairs and I'll stand there and just be like,
you're not hearing anything.
Nothing. And then I would look back up at Jenny and she'd be like, go down, keep going. And I'm like, fuck, if someone's in here, I'm like, this is not gonna work. And like, I get to like in the living room, I flick on a light, nothing. And I'm like standing back, I'm like, oh fuck, just sitting there like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? And I look back up at Jenny, I was like, all right, there's nothing. And then we start creeping around to the kitchen. And I'm like, before that, I like kicked open the bathroom downstairs. I'm like, douche, nobody in there. So then I know for a fact, if someone is in the house, they are around this corner. And it was frightening. Frightening, Cody. So I'm walking around, I peer around, and like, I'm just like, well, if they're gonna fucking shoot me, then they're gonna shoot me. They're gonna kill me or they're gonna hit me or something. So I just popped right around. And before that, Jenny was up on the stairs. She was like, it was just so quiet. And then she was like, if someone is in here, we're here, get the fuck out. And I didn't say shit. I was like, God damn it, you're gonna get them mad. And so we're just around, I like peer on the corner, flick on the lights, nobody's there, and there's this broken, a light bulb just fell out of the socket of the kitchen and shattered.
Yeah.
And then all the lights are on, Jenny comes downstairs, she's like, what was it? What the fuck was it? And I was like, this is fucking light. And then we just sat there, and we were like, we are not prepared for any sort of home invasion of any kind. And it wasn't even me. It wasn't even me who said it's gun time. Jenny looked at me and she was like, you know what? In that moment, I was thinking, I wish he had a gun that he could just walk downstairs with.
Wait, I mean, a gun isn't going to stop somebody else from shooting you, though, Dan.
It's true. But at the end of the day, if we didn't want to check it, if we didn't want to check downstairs, we could have just gone in the baby's room, posted up, shut the door.
You could have.
And easily. Just had the gun.
Yeah, but you could have done that then, whether you had a gun or not. A gun's still not going to stop them from shooting through the door and killing you, Moxie, and Jenny.
True. But if we were like around, we could have positioned ourselves to not be by the door, and then they walk in, and then...
Yeah, but then you could have just hit them over the head with a bat.
I guess. But we were giving you every
reason not to get a gun, Dan.
We were not prepared, Cody.
Yeah, you got to have some kind of like object aside from a movie prop from Prince of Persia.
We were just ill-prepared.
Terribly ill-prepared.
What do you think, Michael? You think it's gun time? That was scary.
It is scary.
I haven't been that scared in a long time.
You know, you live in a gated community.
Yes.
So you have some protections there.
Right.
Which make it less likely for somebody to break into your neighborhood. It really does.
But fuck, like even a knock on the door at midnight, which isn't out of the question.
No, it's
not. Enough to be fucking kind of weirded out by, you know?
Definitely.
You better kill that person, though.
Yeah, you better kill him if they're knocking on your door at midnight. Nah.
He might sue you if he's stealing stuff from your house and you shoot him.
I think I would... You know, if you need to get a gun to make yourself feel safe, okay, cool. But you're more likely to hurt somebody and get hurt with a gun.
Yeah, statistically, the odds aren't there.
Yeah. The other thing, like I think about it, even in my place, people can only break into my house there's 2 points.
Uh-huh.
And unless you have a giant fucking ladder to get into the level of the second floor that I'm on, I have a door which you could bust down, or I have this really thin window.
Where it's like, you got to really want to get in to get in.
Yeah, and even then, like, I'm in a community of, like, 10 or 11 other apartments, and, like, if you break into one, trust me, you're going to break into the other.
Yeah.
I told you about the time my mom, we lived in an apartment complex, and they broke down the door.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, when I was a young boy, what had happened was when I was probably six. No, I was younger than that. This is something it burned into the image that night. So I was probably 3 or 4. We were living in Salt Lake, and we lived in the bottom level of this apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, there was like this boom, boom, boom from the doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom came into the bedroom, and she grabbed us, and she hid me and my younger brother in the closet.
Christ.
And my mom grabbed a knife, and this guy literally busted down the door.
What?
And she's like, get away, motherfucker. And she had a knife, and she was going to stab this guy, and he ran off.
She saw him?
Yeah, yeah. He busted down the door. She was like screaming at him, and he ran away. He ran away. She calls the cops. Cops come. We come out of the closet. My mom's like freaking out for us.
Oh, my God.
Whatever, what happens. And then,
dude, she handled that like a boss, though.
My mom's fucking, she's a fucking dog. She'll rip your head off if you mess with her kids.
Yeah, dude, I was disappointed with myself how this happened.
Why?
I was too scared.
Yeah, but it's the first time
I was just creeping down the stairs.
Yeah, but you got
I feel like I should have just been like, what's up? Who's here? Bob, you know?
Yeah, to kind of like be the big dog in that way. But at the same time, it's like you've never faced it before. You don't know how to react. The other part is like, you know, it's I would have been fucking scared too.
Yeah.
My response would have been like, grab the baby, get out of the fucking house. I'm taking care of this.
Well, that's why I suggested.
But I would have been like pretty, I would have been scared as shit.
Yeah, and then it was like, well, if there is somebody here, they might have a car outside too, and I'm just leading Jenny and the baby outside. Yeah. Plus, Dan, I didn't want to wake the baby.
Dan calls me one day. He's like getting on a plane to go to back to Chicago. And he calls me. He's like, alarm went off in the house. I need you to go over there and see what's going on. And I'm like, okay. So like I'm driving over to this place because I live like 10 minutes from Dan.
Yeah.
And I'm driving to the car. And I'm like, oh my God. He's like, he told me on the phone. He's like, I don't think this is a drill. I honestly think somebody broke into the house. And I was like, fuck. Okay, so I pull up to Dan's house, and like Dan has like security beyond security at his place.
Yeah.
And I'm looking out, there's no other cars in the front of the house. It's the middle of the day, and I'm like, okay, if somebody broke into the house, they didn't do it from the front door because everything's closed off, the windows are sealed, and the door's fully shut and locked because
right.
I tested it. So I'm like, okay. He's like, I want you to go in there and see what's going on. And I'm like, I don't know if I get paid enough for this shit, but I guess, right?
Yeah.
So I like climb his fence and I like, you know, I'm like sneaking around the backside of his house. Like, shit, if there's broken glass, if there's some guys pulling out props or some shit, I am a dead man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because I, before I walk behind it, I like check, because Dan's house is kind of, it's like set up, and then behind his house is this big wall, and then there's another house on the other side, but it's, you can't get over that wall.
Right.
You can get over the fence on the sides, but you can't get behind it. So the only way to really get out is through the lot that's right next to him.
Sure.
So I'm like, okay, I think I can clear this. I can walk around and see what's going on.
Yeah.
So I like drop the fence and I look around and I walk down this alley and I make sure there's nothing broken, nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Like if there's somebody in there and they broke in one way or another, I'm not walking into the house with a fucking guy who's got a gun and a knife. And I'm like, I'm not like, this isn't my hero moment.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to sit outside. If somebody walks out there, fuck, I'm going to yell at you.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to call the cops. But the security guy from Dan's security company comes up and he's like, who are you? And I'm like, I am the assistant to this guy. He told me to come by his place to make sure nobody stole. He's like, what's your name? Do you have a driver's license? And I'm like, yeah. So I gave it to him, and then he ended up walking around and securing the perimeter. And then I went in and turned everything off.
It's scary because, like, at that moment, someone's in there.
Yeah.
Like, it's happening.
Yeah.
In your brain, it's like that whole thing of, like, if a cat walks into a bag –
make sure you and seal it shut and sell it on the Lay's aisle.
No, like at that moment, it is dead and alive at the same time because you can't see inside of the bag, right?
Quantum stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So like at that moment, there is a burglary happening. This is not a drill. Like it's going down.
Yeah.
So like those emotions that you're feeling are.
Fight or flight.
Probably
kind of
what, probably what you're going to feel in that real scenario.
Absolutely. Because it's in your mind's having trouble differentiating between what's real and what, like, it's your natural defenses to come on. Like, how you handle that is how you naturally defend yourself against it.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily think that's bad. That's just you're a much more cautious person than the way you're going to approach those kinds of things.
Yeah. I wish, though, I was more like, Banshee like. Like just
you wish you were more like gorilla silverback and you pound your chest.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Cause you know, in your mother's case that worked. She like he was like, oh, this chick crazy. I'm out. You know?
Yeah.
Me, they'd still be in there fucking around because I'm creeping down the stairs like, hello. Hi, I have my prop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's gun time. Protect your neck. Protect your neck, Dankotis.
Just be logical. Thursday, Madeline's going to have her first nephew.
Communion?
Nephew.
First neph.
Yeah, her sister's having a baby. They're going to induce pregnancy.
It's happening.
Yeah, and she's going to be an aunt. Madeline Ross. She's already an aunt in my family. All of my nieces call her, where's Maddie? Where's Maddie? Because she never comes home with me because I always keep her locked up in a cage.
Right.
Where's Maddie? Where's Maddie? Where's Maddie?
So. That's the best when kids ask for you.
Is it? Do you feel good?
Yeah.
When Moxie asks for you?
Well, she's doing like a, she's starting to reach.
Oh, she knows.
And like if you put her down, she'll be like, like she won't want it. She'll be like, no, I want to stay with you. So that feels good. That's okay. Starting to feel good.
So to know that she like wants dad.
Yeah.
That's good.
Or like she'll like cling. Or like you try to pass her away and she'll be like, ah. So I'm like, yay, she likes me.
Loves that parental touch, man.
She likes, yeah, it's just, I guess it's just built in.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, when a kid asks for you.
Big deal.
It's really good. And you're not the parent.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Even they better. Like you.
Yeah.
It's almost better. I bet down the road, like as a parent, I might get jealous that like Moxie likes.
Me more than you.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Going to happen. Yeah. It's guaranteed.
Yeah, it's just you give her things or buy her things, and she'll be yours.
Yeah, well, I'm not that kind of guy. We'll spend time together and use our imaginations, but you know, I'm not going to buy her anything.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Right.
I want to tell you about a company called JC Room Blocks. Do you have 10 or more out-of-town guests coming to an event near you? Maybe you have a bris, a wedding, a family reunion, a science convention. Maybe some friends are coming in town and they just want to get drunk in one place. Or your mom's coming into town and she's got 10 brothers and sisters and they need a room so they can all come over to your house and have a bagel. Well, I have the answer for you. JC Room Blocks, they research hotels in the area that you need the rooms. So if you're in San Diego, they're going to find those rooms. They're going to put them together for you. Oh, what? You need to be in Boston for a little bit? No big deal. Go over to Boston and hang out with your Boston friends. You got 10 or 15 of them and you need a room? Fucking Boston. That's what you're going to do. Since they're certified travel agents, they can get you the lowest possible rates. On top of discounted rates, they can also negotiate highly discounted bridal suites, shuttle service, and food and beverage functions. If you mention the Dan and Cody podcast, that's us, they'll waive their fee. That means you don't pay anything. Okay? Check them out, jcroomblocks.com. I'm going to repeat that, jcroomblocks.com. They're on Facebook, they're on Twitter and Instagram. Follow them, check them out, get all their rooms!
Kathy Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
K. Griff.
The holder of the head.
If you've been sleeping under a rock, here's my true crime of the week. If you've been living under the rock, then you don't know. Kathy Griffin she's a comedian. Not that washed up, but like past her prime.
Okay.
She was photoed holding a bloody head of Senor Trump.
Yes.
It's bloody, which appeared to be severed or whatever. Now, I'm not entirely sure if any words were exchanged like during this video or what the photo was actually for, but she got a lot of backlash. You know this, right?
Yes, I'm very aware of it.
Yeah. So she was basically ridiculed by the left.
Yes.
Ridiculed by the left. And then Trump came out and said, oh my God, my son Barron is beside himself. This is an outrage, blah, blah, blah. The right has apologized for Kathy Griffin. Kathy Griffin has apologized.
Yes.
And you know what?
No.
I think she shouldn't have said a damn thing. No apology necessary. Here's the context. Here's why. She's a comedian, okay? Comedians say fucked up shit all the time. All of the time.
Yeah.
She is a performer. This is performance art. Do you remember the art installations of Donald Trump butt naked in major cities with a micro penis?
Yes.
That would take more offense to that than seeing my head cut off. Here's what's up, Trump.
I don't know. That doesn't insinuate murder.
Not just any
murder, but like the murder of the way a terrorist does murder.
But she wasn't photographed like slicing the head off. She wasn't.
That doesn't make it okay. You don't hold it up like you're a killer, though.
Who cares? Who cares?
I don't know, man.
Look, here's the thing, Trump. If you don't want people holding fake severed heads of yours, stop being a dick. How about you stop being an asshole? That's what you do. Like, if you're a comedian, You can do whatever the fuck you want. That's why this is a free country. Like, if you want to be a shitty president, people aren't going to like you. And people are going to make things about you and take pictures with those things.
Well,
she didn't say, I'm going to kill Trump. She didn't say, hey, everyone, go kill Trump. She didn't say, this is a great idea if we did this. She just held the head, took a picture. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think the real misstep here is apologizing.
I don't know. I think there's something wrong with that.
Nah, she's a comedian. Look at Chappelle.
Just because you're a comedian doesn't mean you get a free pass, though.
But it's the context of the fact that she's a comedian. It's shock value. That's all it is.
I understand that it's shock value.
But
that's what Trump is then. Everything he says is that.
He's a comedian.
Trump's a comedian?
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole. But I mean,
I'm just saying, like, that doesn't give you an excuse. And if we're saying that this gives her an excuse, means that we give Trump an excuse.
No, yes. I don't think so. But like, look at Obama.
Uh-huh.
Obama had tons of stuff, stuffed bodies of him hanging from trees.
Yes.
Did he put out a statement like, my daughter saw this. This is terrible. Dude, Barron Trump didn't fucking see this.
Well, the difference...
He's not disheveled.
I think the difference between that, the difference in your argument is if that was Kathy Griffith Griffin that did that, and she has a body of President Obama hanging from a tree, and she's standing there right next to it getting a photo op.
Yeah.
That's a problem, and you know it is.
No, it's not. She's a comedian. Like, you're allowed to do that stuff here. You can do it.
No, you can do it. I'm not saying you can't do it.
If you guys want it to be illegal, then you should go to China.
I don't think anybody's saying that they want it to be illegal. However, there are going to be consequences to your actions, right?
But what? She didn't threaten his life. She held it like this is a slippery slope. If people want to nip this in the bud, then where does freedom of expression die? Where does it stop?
Where's the limit?
Yeah. Like, you can't say, I'm going to go shoot Trump. You cannot say that. That's a problem. You will get investigated. Secret Service come to your house, check you out.
She was contacted by the Secret Service. Did you know that?
Was she?
Yep.
But I bet that was on his accord.
She hired an attorney.
I bet he was like, go do that. Go talk to her. But like,
you have no idea. I mean, they're gonna investigate everything.
I think like a president, like even Bush or Obama would have just been like, whatever. No, you know, because they're better than that. You're better than that. But like, Trump gets baited and he like goes after him. You know,
he does. I would not argue against that by any means.
So you think she should have apologized just for holding a bloody head of?
I'm not necessarily saying that she needs to apologize. But at the same time, I don't necessarily believe what she did was right.
What about? Do you remember the Game of Thrones that came under fire, where it was a season one? Ned Stark's head got cut off,
mm-hmm.
and next it was either next to it or the head they used for it was a Bush head.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a Bush mask.
I don't remember that. Like President George W. Bush?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's like, dude, who gives a Who cares? This, like,
I mean, that's a bold statement.
If you don't want people acting like they want to kill you, stop being an asshole.
No, I would agree with that.
Don't be a dick. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Like, if you want people to love you, if you want people to not take pictures of your fake severed head, stop being a fucking loser.
Yeah.
No one's doing that with my head.
Yeah.
No one's doing that with your head. We're nice people for the majority.
Yeah, if they did, I'd probably be slightly offended.
Sure, but I mean, I would be they're
bothered,
allowed.
I'd be bothered by it.
I'm glad that she's allowed to do it. You know,
I'm glad anybody's allowed to say and speak their thoughts and feelings, whatever they want. However, you just can't expect it to walk through that and not
sure
expect any repercussions.
Right?
Because you know
she knew there would be a reaction.
Definitely.
I guess
it's just like Bill Maher's, like, he could potentially get fired from HBO.
Really?
Yeah, he used the N-word derogatorily in his show on Sunday.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he's up on potentially on the chopping block for what he stated. He apologized. He said he shouldn't have done it. It was not It wasn't in any kind of like...
It was in context, though, like derogatory use?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't like... Wow. It was offensive. I can't remember the exact way that he did it, but it wasn't like... It was just the way he used it wasn't the right way. I mean, you know.
Well...
Anyway.
That's my stance on that. So, I mean, I'm not... Look, Kathy Griffin... If you thought no one would care that you held a severed head of Donald Trump, you're an idiot.
Well, you wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Because you only do things you know people are going to care about.
Right. She did it for a reaction, and she got it, but I think she was hoping that the right would come to her defense as well.
Maybe.
And people have talked about Ted Nugent. The things that he said about...
Oh, Ted Nugent said a lot of terrible things about Obama.
Yeah, he said like, I want Obama to suck on my machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's worse than a severed head.
I mean, it's pretty crazy.
It's tough.
I need some advice.
Okay.
Dan, I need some advice.
Okay.
I'm
here for you.
Handy J is getting married in July.
Oh, that's right.
Or, I'm sorry, in August. I apologize.
Jordan Harris. Past guest.
Past guest.
Check out that episode.
Go check it out. Go check out that episode when we interview Handy J, and it will also explain to you how Jordan Harris got his nickname, Handy J. But that's beside the point. Story for another podcast. He is getting married at in August, and we're going on his bachelor party.
Right.
So how this is working is I'm flying to Boise.
You need to know how to get the drugs there.
It's not even that. No. Jesus. I can call the Ish girls if I want to know that.
Oh, right. Oh! Oh! Wait, is it in Ohio?
No. So I'm flying to Boise in Idaho.
Okay.
And then we're getting a van and we're driving it to Portland, which is about 8 hours away.
Shit.
Which will be fun because those van rides with a bunch of guys are a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
The way back's terrible. That's why I'm flying a plane back to LA.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that van.
Anyway.
Back.
And yeah, it's terrible. So we're in these minivans and we're going down there. And the real thing that we need to know, I'm trying to figure out, like, I am in charge of getting him a terrible, terrible suit.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the nights that we're going to go out, we're all going to dress up, and he's got to wear a shitty ass suit, like a terrible, terrible suit. So I've been looking online, and they have some like novelty suits you can buy where it's like, oh, it's a deck of cards, or hey, it's a Christmas tree suit. But I want something that looks so ridiculous that he's going to feel like the biggest idiot on the planet. I'm looking at these like themed suits, and I'm like, you know, I'd probably wear that.
Like, this is actually kind of nice.
Yeah, like, this is actually kind of nice. That, and it's like a fitted suit. So he's going to look good in that. I want him to look ridiculous when we go to this strip club in his suit.
So you're asking me where to find it?
No, like, what should I do? And any advice? You've experienced this. Things that I should know walking into this. Because, as you know, I said no to a bachelor party for myself.
Right.
Because I'm not really that guy.
No, because you're weird. Not that you're not that guy.
I'm just not that guy for the most part.
Right.
So, well, how about, like, any advice? Give it to me straight. What do you do?
Here's what you do. If you want him to look absolutely ridiculous and not flattering, you're going to get that suit and pieces of that suit at Goodwill.
You think a Goodwill moves the move?
Yeah. They got some ugly shit. And then maybe somebody died in it too. So that's also embarrassing.
So find a suit that's got a story.
Yeah. Just something. Like maybe put a bullet hole in it or like cut the freaking knee or something.
Maybe what I do is I go into the back of like Goodwill before they've gone through and tested everything and see if I can find the rattiest shit that they said that would pass.
Yeah. Just be like, nah. They were like, no, no way.
We can't do anything with that.
But yeah, if you really want to find like ugly, not flattering, get them something at Goodwill.
Okay. All right.
As far as like, are you thinking like what to do there?
Sure. We're going to Portland. I know you've never been to Portland, but you know, what do you recommend like activity-wise, bachelor party must-dos? Because our idea is, just so you know, first night we get all dressed up to the nines and we go to the casino.
Right.
Then the next night.
They have casinos up there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Next night is then we go to a strip club.
Yeah. Typical bachelor is strip club, a club.
Yeah, yeah.
Some sort of that. And
something
then
like that.
Some sort of day thing.
Yeah, in the day. So what's great is this house that we have is like right next to this river.
Perfect.
And it's like it holds 12 of us. So it's going to be – I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
As long as you have booze.
Tons of booze.
Tons of booze. Tons of boobs. Booze and boobs.
Yeah.
And gambling.
As long as I can just spend time with my friends, that's what's important to me.
Yeah, but it's not about you.
That's why we make it about him.
It's about
him.
Jay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Handy, about that Handy Jay.
Handy Jay's going to get it all up in his face.
And you got to have hookers. You gotta,
I'm sorry?
You got to pay for sex. That's what it happens. What happens.
No, that's not true.
Every bachelor party I've gone to, he paid for sex. Wait, what? Just kidding. Wink, wink. No. But yeah, you got to buy him dances.
Maybe what we do is we buy him a hooker and then we pay her amount of money and then we make him think that she died.
Yes.
And then we can do the whole like, oh dude, you killed the hooker.
The whole very bad things.
The whole worst thing that could have ever possibly happened. Yes.
That would be
pay
fantastic.
A couple guys to be a couple cops that pull up to the house.
Well, just like,
gentlemen, we've heard there's been a racket coming from this house. We'd like to come in and investigate. Officer, we can't let you in here. There's a dead hooker.
You could get him a male stripper.
Yeah, but then all the other guys would be like, cool.
And just so, yeah, act like sure. It was a mix-up.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sorry.
Like, what?
Sorry, man. It was an ambiguous name. And the name was Aaron. It could have been a guy or a girl.
We ordered candy, not man candy.
Oh.
Wait, that's terrible.
Anyway. But that's what's... that's the prep. Portland.
That is what
you
do.
2 weeks. 2 weeks, I got to find this man a suit. Yeah, it should be fun.
Go to Goodwill. You'll find something.
I'll check out Goodwill Hill. I got to work with his brother and get everything worked out. So,
there was a couple that got married.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I've heard about couples getting married. I was at a wedding.
Have you heard of this thing that people like...
People do. They get married.
Yeah, they say they want to be with each other forever and then they like do it.
They're crazy.
Well, all right. So this couple, they have an $80,000 wedding. Okay?
Okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a little. That's more than your average wedding. That's maybe double.
Yeah, that's a good chunk of change. Now, the best man of this wedding was also the officiant.
Okay.
The best man, in the middle of the wedding, proposes to his wife.
What a dick.
Yeah. Stops the ceremony, proposes to his girlfriend, and then announces that they're having a baby at their $80,000 wedding. Then the best man, so he marries the couple. And like there's all this commotion, like, oh my God, I can't believe it. He proposed. Then he has the DJ play them a song to dance to at his boy's wedding.
Well, I would imagine that he asked his buddy if he could do these things.
They have not spoken since the wedding.
Of course not. Okay, so he didn't.
He's pissed. The groom has openly said he will not speak to his friend until he pays him $40,000 because he
made it about him.
He made it all about him. The whole wedding, the rest of the wedding was like their celebration.
Yeah.
I would be fucking furious.
Yeah. I think that's like the lowest of low.
Like,
is this guy like a little slow?
No.
I mean, that's insane to think, like, that's an okay thing to do.
It's ridiculous.
That's not okay.
The tweets about this are hilarious.
Read a couple.
My Maymuna at Cinnamon Sugars with a Z.
Cinnamon Sugars.
She says, oh, hell nah. They need to have a revenge baby and announce it at their wedding. Be petty as fuck and then end the friendship.
Oh, shit.
Fuck forgiveness. And I don't even like weddings. Oh, my God. Do not try this at my wedding. I can fight in a tux. Like this. You don't do that.
It's not classy. There's you lacked a level of tact that.
Yeah. There's even a part of me that thinks like, being in like the, like, you know, at like weddings when you're at the reception, you're dancing and then like a circle starts to form and like people jump in it and like dance by themselves and it's all about them in the circle. I don't even like those. I think that is too much attention pull.
Yeah.
From the groom and bride.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, why are we watching this person with a tie on his head do the freaking achy breaky heart?
It's true.
It's not. It's true. It's just not right. Just not right.
Wow.
I
can't get. I can't believe that.
That's what just, would you do?
I just think there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
To be able to just be okay with that.
And you're the officiant.
Yeah, like you're breaking all the rules.
What if Handy J did that at your wedding? What if you did that at Handy J's wedding?
Oh my God, he'd be so furious. Dude, he'd be so mad. But I would never do that to him. I mean, don't get me wrong. I appreciate attention when I want it.
Right.
But I couldn't do that to somebody. I just couldn't. It's just like the only thing that you could do that's worse than that is basically be the best man, be the officiant, and then look at your buddy and be like, dude, I just banged your wife like 15 minutes ago. Sorry, pal.
That would be pretty tough.
Yeah. She's pregnant now. I guarantee it.
But just the amount, like that day, your wedding day is probably one of the only days that it's all about you.
Yeah.
You get all of the attention, and everyone you know and care about
is there,
is in one spot.
Yes.
And for someone, your best friend who is marrying you, to take that away.
The lowest of the low.
Yeah, you would get fought and not never speak to again.
When you get buried, how are you going to be buried?
Oh, I'm doing the tree thing.
You saw this?
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Oh, we talked about it. Oh, the Barney pod move. Yeah, so apparently, the just pod, so you're out there, they have these capsules. They're called capsula mundi, which in Latin means world capsule.
They're and expensive.
It's an egg-shaped organic casket that's suitable for human bodies, mm-hmm, and the ashes of humans. And what they do is they basically put this egg, they basically take this egg and then they can put a tree, they can plant a tree on the top of it or place a tree with roots and it will actually grow around it and flourish.
Hell yeah.
And that's then the way to go, man.
Yeah, like your body is the nutrients that give the tree life.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fucking amazing. I mean, it's
the way to go.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing.
I think it's still pretty expensive, though, to actually do. And then the other issue I would think is where. Like, if you don't own a piece of land, or if you don't, you know, if you don't have the space, like, do you need, like, a permit to bury a human in your backyard?
I mean, I don't know if you need a permit, but I do imagine that there are officially rules that state you have to follow certain, you know, there's certain rules that you have to follow.
Like if you do this and then you like sell your house.
Yeah.
Then you'd be like, oh yeah, Uncle Marty's in the back.
Yeah.
He's going to be a tree. He's going to be a red oak.
So just so you're aware, they are not that expensive.
How much?
$450.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'll take two.
I mean, I'd take a couple.
Fucking split me up into three.
So you basically remove the bottom of this egg-shaped thing. You put in whatever's in your urn, and then you screw it closed, and then you bury it, and then you water it, and then...
Wait, they don't do full body?
No, it's not looking like they do a full body here.
Okay. The other thing that's pretty dope though is like you can get ashes tattooed. Like they mix.
Dude, you can do a full body. Look how big this thing
is. Yeah, dude, that's what I was saying.
This is a full, like this is the size of a person.
Yeah. We should post that.
Yeah.
Like screenshot that and we'll post it. I'm down with that. I think it's great. Like be a tree, right, Michael?
Be a tree.
You want to be a tree?
When you die, be a tree because...
We should all three be buried near each other and be a treehouse for somebody.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
That they can like fuck around it. Like, I want to be a tree. Cody, you be a tree. And then they'll build like a cool like drawbridge between us.
I want the wood of my tree to be the treehouse. It's carried by your guys' tree.
I think we're on to something.
Sure.
That would be fucking cool.
Yeah, probably not, but...
We'll see. We'll see where we end up.
But, yeah, I mean, what, like, you feel like this is a good place for you?
Yeah, I'd be down. Okay. But you know, there need to be some things figured out first. Like, where are they going to... Is this land going to be turned into a highway? Are they going to knock me down?
If it's your own personal property, that's cool. It'd be awesome if what you could do is just go bury yourself in a graveyard where there's a headstone and have the tree come out of the graveyard in front of the headstone.
I don't want to be in a graveyard. They're morbid.
Graveyards are morbid?
Yeah, I'm not into them.
I love walking through graveyards.
Really?
Love it. I just absolutely don't. Love it.
It's too somber. What do you mean? It's sad. And then like people won't go.
It's just life, man. It's just life.
I'm either I'm down with cremation or this pod thing.
If you were cremated and you weren't put in a pod, where would you have somebody spread your ashes?
The roof of Verizon Center.
That is where you do it. You're pretty. Wow, that was fast. I thought you were going to say the roof. The roof of what? My house.
Verizon Center. I want a little bit in some necklaces. You know?
Necklaces. You want like Ash's necklace for your wife and your daughter?
Yeah, like little
and your grandchild.
Little amulets. Yeah, like make
What should Moxie name her kid?
Fucking monkey.
Monkey?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, like you named your kid Moxie. What do you think Moxie should name her kid?
I don't know. Daniel.
Daniel?
Yeah, after
Or Danielle.
After her paw dad.
After her paw dad.
After her old paw dad. But yeah, you do a run of like 10 amulets that you wear as necklaces. And then I want a little bit over the Wizards Verizon Center.
Mm-hmm.
Give Jenny a little bit.
Okay.
For an urn. And then some for my friends who want to like get me in their tattoos. Because I'll be cool enough. Like, you've heard about the tattoo thing, right?
Yeah, where they take the urn stuff and they basically mix it in and it's part of the ink.
Yeah, that's cool. I'd do that.
Hmm.
What about you? Ashes, where are you going?
Ashes. Where would my ashes go? I'd probably just be dumped into the Snake River.
Snake River?
Yeah. And then I'd fall out into the Columbia and before you know it, I'd be in the ocean.
Wow. Just scattered.
Scattered throughout all time.
Or I want to do that like the beginning of Prometheus where that he like drinks that thing and he just breaks down into the water.
Yeah, that's cool.
That'd be cool. Fucking cool.
Yeah.
On like my last day. As a podcast on Apple Podcasts, we pride ourselves on our Apple Podcast reviews. These help us. These help our rating on iTunes. They increase our visibility, and we appreciate them very much. And we always tell you that if you write us a review, we'll read it on the show, no matter what it is. So we're going to do it. This one comes from Morty Pepperdine, fast fan of the show. Have you ever met a good friend or watched a TV show for the first time and said, "This feels about right"? That's these guys. Listening to their show makes me feel like I was at a good old buddy's house. They'll crack you up and make you think. Their smart and funny style provides a great combo of comedy and reality. They'll even taste spam for you and tell you what it's like. Looking forward to the next 75 plus episodes. Checking out their take on Melrose Place next. Aww. Thanks for doing this, boys. Thank you, Morty Pepperdine.
Thank you. The next one is from Aaron Brawless Podcast. Yes.
The old Brawless.
The old Brawless by Aaron Brawless Podcast. Recently found this podcast, and I'm really enjoying it. Both Dan and Cody are engaging and easy to talk to. Great topics, and this show is well produced. Keep up the great work, guys. Aaron, host of the Brawless Podcast. Thank you, Aaron. We appreciate the things you say to us, whether they're good or bad. We always know you're there for us. And thank you for keeping the Brawless feel positive and progressive. And now for our final podcast review from the Man Cave Chronicles Podcast. Here's what they stated. 5-star, by the way. Hilarious podcast. Been listening to this for a while. I am at my desk at work. Great podcast. Entertaining. Keep up the great work. Well, the Man Cave Chronicles podcast, we want to thank you. And please, keep up the great work to the podcasting world. Because without you, there's no Man Cave Chronicle. There's just the podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Dan and Cody Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dan and Cody Podcast. Our email is danandcodypodcast@gmail.com. And you can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/DanCodyPodcast.
Subscribe, bitch!
Hey, everybody, play the tough guy to shoot.
And now, the Dan and Cody weekly podcast moment, where we each write each other a letter on how much we appreciate each other.
Dear Cody, I like you. You're fun. Love, Dan.
Dear Dan, I received your letter in the pouring rain on the other day. I didn't realize how to respond, but I knew that it would take time, thought, and energy. I want to thank you for all the energy you've put forth into not only the podcast, but our relationship. Though it has been meaningful and hard to describe, I've realized that I really don't need you in my life.
Oh!
But what I need is us. Because together, we are much stronger. We're like the tidal waves of the ocean floors, moving towards the sand of our lives. And you, sir, are the energy behind that. And I want to not only thank you, but I want to thank Michael. And for tomorrow, make sure that that peanut butter and jelly sandwich you always take to work has a little extra peanut butter. For not just you, but the both of us. Love, Cody.
Dear Cody, I got your letter. Sorry, I was in my car driving really fast, so I only read about half of it. Anywho, there's peanut butter all over this. My bad. XOXO poop emoji.